Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of K-Drama Convos. So we are back with our full episode talking about Heartbeat, because we did a first impressions that went up last week. And with like Christmas and everything this month, we decided to do two episodes in a row, take the 1 week off for Christmas, and we might have another like two episodes following that or something, because yeah, we will see.
Right.
But this one will be like the week after the first impressions, if everything went correctly, that is. Well, yeah, we talked about just the two episodes in our first impressions, so, but it's not like we're going to be like repeating, like,
no,
well, not, you know, because our opinions have definitely changed, let's put it that way, with seeing this show like all the way through,
right?
I'd say. So do you want to start with characters or plot points? Which one do you want to start out with?
We always start with characters.
Fine, so let's start with characters. Okay, so with Sunwoo Hyul, the male lead, one thing is I'd technically seen Taegyeon in a show. What show was it? Actually, no, I had seen him in part of a Vincenzo, because you had seen him in
99 Days with a Superstar.
Had I actually seen him in anything else?
I don't think I have.
So yeah, I was extreme. Oh, it's for Seven First Kisses, which like almost doesn't count.
Yeah.
I was extremely impressed with his acting, mm-hmm, and his character overall. Just, I think always worked, and you saw his struggles with stuff, and you know they had that kind of more comedic stuff in the very beginning where he was trying to figure out like the modern day world,
mm-hmm,
and then later on it was his struggle with like, did he, you know, with Haewon, like did he love her or is it just
right
who he wants to love, and like that whole thing,
mm-hmm.
And I think Taegyeon did a really, really fantastic job, and he was just kind of enjoyable to watch act,
even
if this scene wasn't the best or whatever. He was just fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. His was also a well-written character, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because he, like, a real person, which is funny, he was the
vampire.
Not a vampire, but uh-huh, like a real person, he was multifaceted. Mm-hmm. He could be funny at times. He could be overly dramatic at times.
Oh, definitely.
He could be real. He could tear up. He could be silly. He felt the most real out of all the characters.
I would totally agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we have Joo In-hae, who is a female lead, who we unfortunately never liked throughout this show.
Yeah.
I will say she got slightly better by the end. But our biggest thing was just how angry she was and how she would blow up over nothing. So the biggest one that I can remember off the top of my head was when Woo Hyul brought his two friends over.
Right.
And she came in and started just screaming at them and like freaking out. I mean, I understand, I guess, if she doesn't want vampires there, I guess I can understand that. But I don't think that justifies you literally screaming your head off
at
them.
Not at all.
It just was excessive. It felt repetitive, especially for the first literally eight episodes out of 16. All she did was yell at them, like, for any reason. And it just got old. And after she somewhat got over being angry, she was fine. But it just, yeah. Like, definitely once, at the very, very end of the show, when she really, after, like, she confessed to Woo Hyul and all that, she was definitely better after that, I think.
Sure, yeah.
But, I don't know. And with this, I wonder if was very purposeful to make her character do that, to make her look more pathetic, maybe, but it didn't annoy me too much, but it was very noticeable of how kind of mumbly she was. Like, she literally didn't open her mouth. And it was a little almost, it didn't look quite natural. Like, I doubt the actress actually talks like that. Mm. So it wasn't necessarily bad, but it was just a little weird. And I think, I don't know, they made her to be this, like, really headstrong, but also kind of pathetic character all at the same time, which didn't quite balance out, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I get people are multifaceted. Like, I just got finished saying that Woo Hyul was, you know, many-sided. But she only seemed to have two sides.
Yeah.
She was either a kind, compassionate school nurse,
mm-hmm.
or she was this over-the-top, screaming in your face, angry, scared.
Which I understand, you could say, like, for her character, why she was angry. She was angry at the world. She was angry at her situation. She was someone who had so much anger. But yeah, the very few scenes we saw her as a nurse, she actually was, like, this really genuine
person. It was, like, a different person, though. It wasn't like, oh, look, there's a different side to her. It was, like, black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
who is this other person?
So, yeah, we never liked her. I disliked her less as we went on. I will give her that. But unfortunately, that's about it, I guess.
I mean, I guess you can say love changes a person.
I don't know.
Maybe that was the point.
No, that was not the point. That was the point with Taekyun's whole character. That was his point of his character, that love had kind of changed him, but whatever. Then we have, is it Doshik or Doshik? Shin Doshik.
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 I don't know. We said Doshik, but I don't know which one it is, to be honest.
I think it's Do. There's a single.
Mm. Okay, so Doshik, who's in his college friend.
Yeah.
So for some reason, I don't know why, neither of us trusted his character ever.
Not fully trusted him.
I never trusted him. Like, even though the whole beginning of the show, he was genuinely nice to In-hae. Mm-hmm. He really just wanted to help her. He literally did by paying for the whole guest house.
Right.
And it just, but for some reason, I just never trusted him. I don't know why.
Right.
Wasn't a particular reason.
And in the end, as it played out, there really was no reason to distrust him.
No, really. Not really. I wouldn't
Except
say.
The fact that he was working with Haewon. But that was just a business
relationship. That was not.
Relationship.
Yeah, no, that didn't seem anything so, that you'd really, yeah.
I don't know.
And the biggest thing, Doshik's character was kind of, he was fine. I mean, at least he was consistent. With liking In-hae, I guess. You know, that always stuck with him. But the biggest thing I did not like about his character was how he never really, truly saw him struggle with having to kill Woo Hyul.
Mm-hmm.
So this, I mean, it was quite a few episodes that he was preparing to do this.
Right.
And yes, when he went to do it the one time, he hesitated, and that's when In-hae walked in. But, mm-hmm. like, I'm sorry, that's not enough. Like, yes, I get him, like, seeing him as a monster, which I think
that's part of the reason why there wasn't a lot of struggle
in him. I don't know. I just feel
him.
Like that was laid on so thick,
Well, see,
though.
He was, one, he looked at him as a monster, and two, he wanted to get him away from In-hae anyway.
The second part of that does not garner, that does not, like, justify anyone's head of killing. Well,
but
not
jealousy
me, but
will do a lot to a
Sure, but I also think sometimes, and it was like the classic, oh my gosh, of course they're only going to see them as a monster, was laid on, felt a little thick with him in particular. I didn't really, it was, I don't know. I don't like how they did with his character. That was a... I don't even know if I like that they did that with the plot line, with him having to kill him. I don't know if that was necessary, but it was there. But I just never liked him.
Whereas I liked his secretary.
Oh my gosh, I literally have... the Doshik's assistant, I really said this, oh, he's the MVP. He literally just took it and ran. He just rolled with everything.
No matter what he was asked to do.
It was
so loyal.
It was kind of crazy, actually, but I kind of liked him for that. Mm-hmm. He was kind of fun. I liked him. So, with Nahaewon, actually, it's kind of funny. When we first saw her, we assumed she was a vampire.
Right.
Partly with her styling and partly just with her general personality and because she was hanging out with Monhui.
Right.
Turns out she's not. Never was.
Didn't even know he was.
No, didn't know Monhui was either. And we also never trusted her. I don't know why. And I'll be honest, a lot of the times, like a lot of the scenes, she felt incredibly fake, like looking back on it. When they had, this is such an awkward scene, like when they had the scene where they came over, I guess they were celebrating opening the guest house thing, where they had like the dinner with Doshik, Haewon, and the Uhyeon and Hae. That was so awkward. And Haewon, like, I get how she almost fell in love because Uhyeol, like, how he treated her and looked at her. I can understand that. But, like, it was too, I don't know, it was just odd.
It was like she was trying to flirt with him.
But not.
But in a odd kind of way.
It was really strange.
Yeah.
And I could never tell which side of her was quote-unquote the real one. Because of, like, she was one personality in front of Doshik, one in front of Inhae, one in front of Uhyeol.
Yep.
And then she was using Monhui to, like, try and figure out all these secrets. Like, which was the real her? It just kind of made her, eh. I thought she was... Her style, her outfits were pretty good, though. That's one of the few things she had going for
her. All of
her
monochromatic outfits.
She had really nice sets, yeah. And the other thing was, this was crazy, at the very, towards the end of the show, where Uhyeol, like, when, I don't remember what they were talking, I guess he confronted her about her having the scroll or something, and she's like, oh, great, you admit that it's me, this is amazing, like, just freaking screw in, hey, let's live happily ever after, like, hardcore manipulating him. I'm the one you've been looking for all this time. I'm the one.
Right.
Why do you need in, like, she went from, like 0-100 really quickly in that scene, and that just...
I was so happy that, I mean, there was, like, a pause, and it left, and then when we came back to the scene... He's like, see ya.
Yeah, literally.
He saw right through her.
Yes, and I think also it was something that Inhae had said earlier, that it's not necessarily the person. It's actually more like the love you learned or something like that, I think is what she said.
The person that taught you how to love.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, thank you. That's just, she did not deserve. Yeah, it was just that whole, their whole quote-unquote romance, if you can even call it that.
Not really.
Felt weird. It really did. It, I don't know. So this is a funny thing, that in the first impressions, we said how the biggest thing we were worried about, which is funny, was Uhyeol's friends, which were Sanghae, Dongsub, and Rose.
Mostly the two male vampires.
Mostly the two guys. And they actually turned out to be really good friends.
They did.
We actually quite liked them in the end, even though, yes, they were definitely over the top, especially in certain scenes, totally, but they were actually enjoyable, and actually kind of funny at times, which we were very worried about, but yeah, they turned out to actually be, like, genuinely care for Uhyeol and really want to help him and all of that, and they even, like, cared about Inhae, and even though they were mad at her at the beginning, they kind of, like, they just kind of got close to her from being around her, and Yeah. I don't know. I was just really surprised how I actually cared for them.
Yeah.
Which sounds really terrible.
Especially the one with the long hair.
Mm-hmm.
He was super sensitive.
I know.
He got teared up a lot, and he really, really cared. The other guy was more, he's a little more jaded after living so long about life, but he was still a really good friend.
He's a lot more, like, rough around the edges, you could say.
Yeah. Yeah. But he was the one who was so determined to figure out the whole mystery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it was kind of...
They were a surprising...
Very surprising.
A pleasant surprise.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. They were... As we've basically gone through all the characters, as you can see, we basically didn't like anyone except for Uhyul.
Except for the vampires.
Yeah, Uhyul and his friends. They were great. They were fun, you know? The last person I have is Manhui, who, they were very, very purposeful with his styling. He was your classic-looking vampire versus Uhyul and his friends were more of, like, I don't know, somewhat of a modern-day twist, I guess you could say, even though Uhyul dressed very old-fashioned a lot of time. And I think he pulled off the aesthetic great. I love that he was consistently terrible. That was actually really nice.
Yeah.
He was very consistent. And I think he actually, he pulled off his role actually very consistently. Very well compared to some of the other roles that just, I think it was more the writing. I don't think it had anything to do with the acting. But yeah, he just, I think actually worked great for a vampire. That, for the evil vampire in the story. I think he worked great. So, overall,
So, think expectations were pretty high for this show.
Mm-hmm.
I am a fan of vampire romance stories.
Yeah, you really enjoy them. Usually, most of the ones you've read are most ones you've consumed are books.
Yes. And Taekyun, I have seen him act before.
You were,
so I was really looking forward to this role for him.
What?
So I expected a good story.
And a good romance.
And a good romance.
We were hoping for.
And neither, well...
Neither happened.
It didn't deliver. The romance wasn't... It was almost one-sided most of the time.
Not really, I wouldn't
say. Well, it was mostly him for a good long while. Both of them took a while to admit it.
Yeah, but when she admitted it, she made it, like, pretty freaking hardcore.
She did.
I can't live without you. You're, you know...
Yeah. I guess... See, hers was almost like a 180, which was a lot less, which is a lot harder to swallow.
I don't think it was quite a 180, in my opinion.
I think it was. She was screaming at the top of her lungs at him at the beginning.
Oh, well, yeah.
And then suddenly she can't live without him.
Well, no. But I think they did in there have... Before her confession, they did have multiple scenes where they genuinely were talking to each other. A huge turning point for her was when she learned about his past with, Heisu and that whole thing. And she did have those moments where she did see him for basically who he actually was. But I agree, it wasn't enough, I feel like, for sure. Overall... I think the show did have a lot of potential with its general storyline and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, with him being half-human, half-vampire was an interesting story to do.
Mm-hmm.
And
I liked the connection when she bit him, how that connection happened. Mm-hmm. I liked that one.
The reincarnation bit, like, is it Heiwon or in Hei?
Yep,
like
that was a good plot point.
I think that was, interesting. I would say one thing looking back, I didn't quite get. Like, I did, but I don't know. Them opening a guest house literally did nothing to the plot. They could have just lived in the mansion, and the whole show was just them in the mansion interacting. And they weren't like they were interacting with all these different guests. They interacted with two for the whole show.
Right.
It I mean, it was fine.
Did they open it up to make money to pay back a debt? Is that why?
I guess. I don't know. It just felt like this was a big old part, and because Dushik was helping with it and, like, all this. And then, like, nothing really happened except for that one party that they had, and it just, I don't know. It didn't really feel like it added much to the story. Like, most of it was literally just them alone in the mansion.
Yeah. Well, the one guest is how her story came out.
That's true.
The father. And then the other guest.
The girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, no. Because Inhe ended up talking to her. They were, like, drinking together. And they were talking about love and relationships. And I think that is a big reason that Inhe realized that she liked Uhyul. But other than that, I don't know. It just felt like they made this big deal and then, like, I don't know, nothing really happened.
And they didn't. What's funny, as often I notice this, they'll have these people that have a job, and then you never see them.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Working.
For sure. Like, which I understand. Well, in this situation, they weren't working because they didn't have any guests. They didn't have any guests. Which made sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand that. What are you going to do with a scene of them working if they're, you know, if the show's not about, like, the drama in the workplace?
Right.
What are you supposed to do with that?
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. But it just, I don't know. It was, eh. And I would say this show, like finishing it and then stepping back and looking overall, a lot of it honestly felt filler, like very unnecessary. I think they could have done their story in less episodes. I think that would have really helped them.
I think so.
Like, the whole mystery of how he was going to become human, then he finds out it's the blood, but then, you know, this and that was an interesting plot line.
That was a good, you know, there's no good answer here.
Yeah, but I feel like in some ways, like, before he actually knew about the blood, thinks he didn't know about it right away, it did feel a little dragged out, I'd say. The whole thing with Mon-Hui capturing people and feeding from them, it was a little stretch, but I didn't mind it. It was interesting. Mm-hmm. Not too bad. I wouldn't totally put it past him, I guess. But so much of it just didn't feel necessary.
Mm-hmm.
It just really didn't. I don't know. Like, so much of the conversations and arguments were just repetitive. They didn't get... I understand if you have an...
It didn't move the story along.
Yeah, I understand if you have arguments that are really pivotal to these characters, but they didn't really help. At least I don't think. Maybe they did, and I just didn't see it.
Mm.
And then we have the ending. That's our probably biggest... One of the biggest things about this show that just... I don't know. It was weird. Do you have anything else, or am I good?
I'm looking over.
Like,
yeah. So at the beginning of the show, I remember writing, he has to be willing to give up being human for her.
But is that
actually the solution? He gives up being human, and then is able to become human because he was able to sacrifice his desire to become human.
Oh, that was your guess.
That was the guess that we had. So in the end, it turned out to be, who will you sacrifice?
Right, that's true.
You sacrifice her to become human, or you sacrifice yourself.
Which is, I think, an interesting way to do it. That's fine.
It's a better... It's a more moving kind of ending.
Mm.
But
they did terrible.
I was still stuck on the, they're gonna make this a happy ending, obviously.
Yeah, that's one
and
thing
so,
that,
you know, he might die, but it's not gonna be a permanent thing.
Oh shoot, I guess I shouldn't say that.
What?
I was gonna say it's like thus and such drama with that ending. I'll say to you afterwards. But one thing that I think can sometimes hinder, like, the impact of scene or stuff like that is that you just, even if this show doesn't have the whole reincarnation thing in. Mm-hmm. You just assume it's going to have a happy ending, which is fine to right. assume.
And because it's a fantasy,
they can bend the rules.
They can do that.
They've already bent so many rules.
Like, I really, if he hadn't been a vampire.
Sure.
And he was dying. Right. And his friends were crying.
Yeah.
I could have totally gotten into that moment.
Definitely.
And been upset alongside them.
Yeah.
But I couldn't, which is unfortunate because it was written well. They all acted their parts well at his, you know, his death and everything.
Yeah, and then just kind of ended.
But maybe that's my fault.
I don't think assuming. So. No. So they literally just kill Uhyul off. Oh, yeah. Hopefully, spoiler warning here. And
which is fine that they kill him off.
That's fine, whatever.
Fine. He was willing to sacrifice his life.
Yeah, I don't like... I didn't really like that Doshik was part of it. That was just kind of meh to me. I think it's way more... You know, he dramatically stabbed himself. I don't know. I just feel like he'd already committed to dying. I don't know. It just made it super dramatic, which we expected. And then, yeah, his friends saying goodbye to him before he left on the trip... And that stuff was actually really good, really well acted, like you were saying. And yeah, I wish I could get emotional because they were great, them in particular. And one thing I don't like that they did, this was stupid and I don't get it, which they established super obviously that there was going to be eclipse happening. And then he told... Doshik, do it before the eclipse ends or something. There's no context of why he would say that. Why would the eclipse have anything to do with anything? He said, stab me before the eclipse is over. Why does that matter? We have no idea. It doesn't tell me anything.
Literally. Yeah, that was what the cat told him. You have until...
Right. I'm assuming that's what it was. Moon, yeah. Is that it was like, that's not, the eclipse has nothing to do with the new moon.
I know, but... The blood moon. No, it was the blood moon.
Is that what it was?
I think that's
Which,
what it was,
I don't think the eclipse, does that have anything to do with the blood moon? Whatever.
Maybe
that's what it was supposed to be, marking the time of when he had to,
right.
I guess. But it just, the ending felt like a cop-out. It really did. Mm. Where I think this show was already so tropey, already had a lot of, like, you know, which is fine. Or maybe not tropey, like was already... They already bent their own rules and were a little cheesy, and you know, that kind of thing. Where I would have been fine if you somehow, I don't freaking know, use the eclipse to bring him back, use something to either maybe not bring him back, maybe that he didn't totally die, or I don't know, something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what it was, figure it out. But they didn't, and he died, and which is sure fine. You can kill your main character,
yeah,
nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, yeah, we could.
I was fine with that.
I was okay with them killing him.
It was when they brought him back.
They didn't bring him
back.
Into
the house.
They didn't bring him back.
And didn't tell us what that was.
I think I came to conclude. Yeah, the very ending scene of the show.
Very ending scene. Cut that scene out.
Is in his seeing Uhyul. And I think all they needed in that scene was for her to look up, see him. And then him, like, disappear. As in, it's the memory of him.
Yes.
I'm assuming
exactly.
That's all it was, really. It just, I mean, I guess they committed to killing off their main character. Sure, that's a pretty bold move. But I feel like in this situation, it felt...
It lost its impact.
It didn't. Yeah, it didn't, like, go through and actually... Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, there are... More than one show I've seen that did kill off their main character at the very end or separated them basically permanently or something like that. And that is a huge impact to the story. But...
And what... Actually, what's more impactful is when a character dies, seeing the impact it has on the other characters around them. And we didn't really see
that. They did show that.
I
don't think that would have helped me anymore. At all with this show.
I think that would have helped me a little bit more. To
what
see
were you gonna...
her struggling with it.
I mean, it had been a whole year, I think, they jumped to.
Yeah, but they didn't even, like, she hardly shed a tear.
Yeah, she did. on the beach.
Well, on the
when
beach.
He died.
Well, okay, there.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't see. I don't know what the heck you'd show her doing, just being sad, sitting on her bed, looking at
no,
the picture.
No, like, no, no.
What are
no.
you gonna show?
I guess I forgot about the beach scene.
Oh no, she was pretty dang devastated. I'd say, yeah. Mm-hmm. They didn't stay there for a long time, right. though. I'd say scenes in other shows were much better with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just say overall, the show just felt like, especially with the ending. And all that, the plot just kind of lost it part way. I don't know. So one thing I was thinking on this, mm-hmm. when writing down notes, what the heck could they have added to this show instead, basically?
Instead of what?
Instead of, I don't know, just instead of all the stuff that was terrible. I don't know. Like, I don't know if I liked the plot with Doshik. It was fine. It wasn't bad. I just didn't prefer it, which is fine. I don't have to prefer everything. The villagers, the townspeople were completely unnecessary. And thankfully, didn't take up that much time in the plot. But they were totally unnecessary. Don't know why they were there. Mm-hmm. And other just the first 8 episodes of this show felt like rinse and repeat, basically. Except for some plot that moved with him figuring out how to be human. They did, like, touch on that. But other than that, I just didn't feel like anything. One thing I think they could have made it way more interesting now would be a very different show. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. Right. You'd have very different world building you'd have to do. Mm-hmm. Now, they have this thing where they have this way to get blood to the vampires and people deliver it and all that.
Yeah.
And we meet Mon Hui, Rose. We meet a few vampires. I think it could have been way more interesting if, you know, Inhei accidentally gets involved in this vampire society. And Uhyul is the one who kind of has to protect her and defend her and, like, kind of, like, keep her out of it or something like that. I personally would have been way more interested. No, I don't need that the whole plot.
Right, well, that would have been completely different from the world they established. Basically, what I took away from it was mm-hmm. that... What's his name?
I don't think the society had to be evil or something, by
that
the way.
Most vampires that were living were not, like, what's his name?
But that's not what I mean. By the society, I don't mean they have to be evil in any way. It's not what I mean. As in, just, I think, the only reason Inhei would be in danger is that she knows that they're vampires. Knows that they were going to try and suck her blood or anything like that. It's just, mm-hmm. it's a danger for them if a human knows they're a vampire.
Right.
That makes sense. And I think it'd just be something where you see them, like, meeting up or something, or, I don't know, or they show, like, how they get the blood and, like, deliver it throughout the country. And, like, is there a person that they pay to do that? And that vampire is, like, taking advantage, like, something. I don't know. Sorry, am I...
The evil corporation, but vampires.
I think... Dude, that'd be amazing! Yes, I'm... Yes, I completely
agree. Yeah, that would have been a completely different
this
story.
This would have been a different show, and that's...
Because I think the focus of this show was rather on Uhyul and his desire...
Yes. And that's fine. I'm not saying that would fix the show. That's
no.
not what I'm saying.
That would change the show.
I'm just saying
yes.
that's just...
It might make the show more interesting to watch.
That's just what I came off on, like, off the top of my head, what I came up with. That's all it was.
Between episode 8 and 12...
Oh, yeah, by the way, we almost dropped
this show. We almost
dropped
the show.
Very close. Around episode 8 or 9.
Yeah. Episode 7, I was like, I'm done unless they can rescue
this. Yeah, I think it was
episode 8 and 9, they pulled it together.
They did, a little bit.
And then by episode 12, I'm like, is it over yet?
Yeah, I think that's one of their biggest things, that this, I think, could have been a 12-episode drama, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like, none of their... I don't know. It just didn't work. And I have a hard time saying what exactly didn't work. And, you know, me, you know, the whole thing with the Vampire Society. No, that wouldn't fix the show. It'd be a different show. But it's just that would be so much more interesting to watch.
They needed something else going on.
They did.
Really?
Literally, it was them sitting around the guest house doing nothing. Right. That's what. Mm-hmm. And that was, like, frustrating. There wasn't.
Yeah.
Yes, we do tend to say that. We're not huge people for, like, melodrama. Not melodrama. See, melodrama, no. For, what is the word? Oh, wait, what are they called? Hold on. Of shows that it's just drama after drama, and it just gets old after a while sometimes. Like, there's so much, like,
Isn't that melodrama?
No. I guess so. I guess it is melodrama. Melodrama is, I think, really, one that... Sorry,
it's hard
trying
to read and talk. Sorry, at the
it
same
is very
time.
Hard to read and talk at the same time. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it because I've never seen one.
But see, part of the
hold on.
Often shows will have more than one plot line going on.
Sure.
This one had.
We dated multiple.
I guess.
So here you go.
None of the okay. So this is the plot line of Woohyul. Had the plot line of Haewon and her wanting the mansion.
And her figuring out his whole backstory.
Yeah, and it had the plot line of...
Doshik?
No.
Wanting to kill? Now, that's a plot line.
Okay.
How's that not a plot line?
Yeah, and then and also the vampire...
Manhui. He was actually one of the best
so
plot
So there were
lines.
Four plot lines.
Sure.
And none of them... Often... Okay, so you're watching a show. Often, they'll go off onto... plot line number two, and you're like, oh, get back to plot line number one, because I really want to know what happens.
I never really cared. No.
What plot line we were on.
I cared about Uhyul's side of it, but I didn't really care about... I didn't want Inhae to die, but I didn't really care about her side of
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
That
yeah.
much. And,
I wanted him to become human.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely.
That was probably, I think, the only good plot line that really... worked until the very last scene that it didn't work.
But that was his personal plot line. That was not him and Inhae. I don't think.
Yes and no.
I don't
it involves her, but she didn't know about it.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know. It's just...
All right, rating.
The show was so meh overall. I would never say it was terrible, horrible, but I'd never say it was good.
Okay.
Because it
rating.
Wasn't.
Give it a rating.
You tell me. I have no freaking idea.
You have no idea?
I have no idea.
Okay. That's tough.
Out of 10?
Oh, out of 10.
We were doing 10 recently. I don't know. I don't write them down. They're just in our episode. I never write them down.
Okay. Out of 10. I'd have to give it a 5.
You give it a 5?
I'm being generous
because of
the acting.
Of what? Like two characters? And mind you, their acting wasn't bad, mind you. I would say for the characters that we didn't like, it's not that their acting was terrible. But.
All right. Then we'll give it a 4.
I might give it.
4 out of 10.
I might go for like 3.
Wow.
3 or 4.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm going to give it a 4 out of 10.
I think the more. When we first watched it, like the first day we finished it was for us, it was like a week or so ago. I was, like, pretty, giving, like, the benefit of the doubt, like, I was pretty...
Positive?
Not positive.
What?
Skeptical. I was pretty skeptical, like, it was fine, whatever, like, yeah, before we finish it. And then when I was writing my notes for
thinking about the characters and thinking about the plot, yeah.
Well, no, like, when we very, literally, I'm saying the day that we finished it, I was like, it's not bad, it's fine. And then when I looked back and actually started being like, okay, what are my thoughts on some of these things? I was like, I didn't like anything. Like, what? Like, literally, I didn't. That's not to be joking. It's that I did the parts that I liked... were unfortunately very few.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like with the whole thing with Doshik, I think they could have made that plot line extremely better, like just by showing his struggle more, or, you know, or something. I think they could have taken that and done it better. You know, I don't think the plot line was that terrible.
Right.
I just,
right.
You know, I think they could have fleshed it out a little bit more.
Fleshed it out, yeah, definitely.
For sure, you know, and I don't know. It just, yeah. Yeah, I do think the whole thing with Mon Hui dying, I think that was quite well done with, like, the kind of dramatic scene. It was, like, a spur-of-the-moment thing. And he also, he was this really evil person. They knew that. So I could see him not feeling as bad of killing him, and because he was going to potentially hurt Haewon. Haewon. That one, I think, was well done. That was, honestly, I think it was a better scene, honestly.
That was one of the best scenes, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. I would say some of the stuff that we mentioned in our first impressions that I did still like. Some of the details they gave to the vampires.
Yeah.
How they, were able to get the blood, and that they needed, like, more blood when they went in the sun. Or, like,
mm-hmm.
basically showing how they've adapted to modern day life.
I would love a show that
dive into that
that
more,
would dive
maybe.
Into that world
That's
a lot more.
That's actually something yeah. that, okay, my vampire society was a little dramatic. I'm admitting that. It's a totally different show. But there you go. That's a very good example that I think they could have showed that more.
Maybe. Oh, I'm saying a completely different show.
Oh, I'm
give
saying...
Me a complete, give me a show sure. that's more about vampire society
in,
living alongside humans.
Right. Which I think in some ways this show could have done in a more, like, smaller bit with just maybe, you know, they did show it with a few vampires, but I think they could have... Like, you know, with the whole thing that, you know, say one of them is working, like, in a job, like, in an office.
Uh-huh.
How do you do the I don't age? Like, how do you combat that? What mm-hmm. do you, like, in Goblin, that's a big thing of how the heck do you,
right.
you know, do the thing where you don't age so people around you don't start noticing.
Uh-huh.
That's something that they could very easily done with this plot. That's not that hard, but... The two vampires we knew didn't have very good jobs, so, like, it didn't affect that at all. But, yeah, it just, I don't know, the show just was very disappointing, unfortunately. We did have very high expectations,
mm-hmm.
not just before we started. Once we got two episodes in, we're like, okay, this is pretty interesting,
mm-hmm.
And we were enjoying it. I loved, and I still love how they did Uhil's styling.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of his outfits were really interesting. He had a few, like, everyday modern day ones, and then his suits and that. The whole thing with her dad getting kidnapped wasn't too bad. Like, there were things, I want to say, that I did like about
right,
this
right.
show. But they, unfortunately, slowly... got overshadowed.
I think part of our issue is that having watched so many dramas,
mm-hmm.
we are now getting much more particular.
I think that's fine. I think it's a totally fine thing
yeah.
to be.
Which is, I think, why we've dropped as many as we have.
It was sad
and
this
how
year,
we rated
yeah.
things quite a bit lower than
I don't know. I haven't really been reading. I haven't really been reading stuff. I don't know. I never write it down, so I don't know.
Oh.
I have no idea what my ratings are for anything, okay. so. But yeah, yeah, we were actually very close to dropping this show at
yeah.
episode 7 and 8. We almost did. And then I think we watched 9? 8 and 9?
8 and 9.
I don't know. What happened in 8 and 9 that brought it back for us temporarily here? I didn't take notes for 8.
Oh, 8 was the nighttime phone call.
Oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And 9 was when...
Oh, he learns about
her
past.
Backstory
okay.
was revealed to him. Oh, and at the end of 9, he said, I need your love.
Oh,
he basically came
up
front and told her the whole thing.
Okay, so basically in episode 9, they both learn each other's backstory,
exactly.
which is really, really important. Well,
yeah.
she knew his already, but, or at least some of that. But I think that was a big turning point, And yes, I think her character did get better after that. Once she saw his perspective a lot more, it definitely got better. But yeah. But then after that, it just then had still the other half of the show still. There was still so much show even after that, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Since I'm getting terrible at being able to voice my thoughts anymore, well, one.
You said it all, I think.
I don't think know. You really did. I don't know. Some of it I don't think I articulated great, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. Whatever. So, we hope you guys enjoyed listening. And also, keep an eye out for the next two episodes coming out. The next one is a show that we... Can I say what show it's going to be? That we're currently watching?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so the next episode, most likely, it'll be that one... One of the next two is going to be us reviewing Scarlet Heart, which we are extremely excited for because we saw it like 3-4 years ago and haven't seen it since. And we're like a little over halfway through the show, really enjoying ourselves. So that'll be like a rewatch review. We're very excited.
Which is good because we've rewatched other shows and been like, what the heck do we like about this
show? That happened with Habak, like, really badly. And then the other episode we're going to be doing, it's going to be for the first time we've really done it this way, a kind of a lot more casual.
Yeah.
Last year we did a 2022 awards, which was, like, the dramas
the best
we
of what we watched
in that calendar year. We're not doing this year. Well, no, we said best and worst, and we went through statistics.
Actors, actresses, statistics.
Yeah, we
everything.
Had, like, a whole bunch of, like, awards we did. We're not doing that this year because it's just too much at this point. But we will be talking about some of our top dramas from the year.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of more, I would say, a year review.
Yeah.
Looking back at this past year with our podcast, with our drama watching, just kind of chat about it. So, yeah. That's what our plans are. So
you can look forward
to
that.
Yeah, keep an eye out. And we hope you guys enjoyed listening, and we'll see you all next time.